Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Welcome to another show. What are you guys laughing about?
That's a huge welcome. These people must love you.
It is a huge, huge welcome. Good morning, everybody. Hello, Brian.
Good morning.
Hello, Laurie.
How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Doing fine. You like that?
Hey, Laurie.
You like how the cheering crowd when we start the show? You like that?
I love it because I know it's for me.
I should introduce you. And by the way, everybody, this is Brian. Brian is our resident wine czar.
What are they going to do for me? Oh, no.
That was a setup, as you can tell. And we have Laurie, our blue New Jersey style girl. Hi, Laurie.
Hi. You gonna play something for me?
I can't. I'm trying to do like four things at one time here.
Little birds like chirping in the background.
Laurie, you know, you have to have a long talk with him after the show's over.
Oh, boy.
Because you know, last week he was on his best behavior. He barely ever interrupted me. So you need to have a little talk with him.
Okay. I almost wouldn't play the show from last week because of what he said about me. I had Nora's garlic pesto sauce, and I'm telling you, it was raw garlic, and it was so good. And I thought to myself, if I eat this and I have to pick up Brilliant at the airport, I better look really good because when he goes to kiss me, he's going to say, what the heck were you eating? So I made sure I was all decked out with a cute. And I'm running over to him, and all of a sudden he's like, whoa. I knew it. I'm like, the garlic, I'm sorry.
Well, we told that story last week on the show, and all I can say is, oh, my God, if you're going to go to the airport and look all sexy and try to pick someone up and, you know, make their evening, do not eat pesto sauce with lots of garlic. Oh, my God, like I said this last week. It made my eyes burn and actually the nose hairs.
He had the window open. It was freezing. I could taste it. I knew it had to be bad, but I didn't care. Nora's, she makes this amazing pesto sauce with olive oil, really good olive oil, and garlic. But she put extra garlic in it, and I kept eating it. And all me, Dan, and Nora stunk, but it was okay because the three of us ate it. And I'm like, I really shouldn't be eating this, but I made sure I wore a nice, cute mini skirt and high heels.
I'm sorry, that didn't
work.
And it still didn't take him away from the garlic.
I tell you how bad it was. The next morning we woke up, and I came downstairs, and like an hour later I went back upstairs to the bedroom, and I opened up the bedroom door. It smelled like a freaking pizza factory in there. So, I mean, it was just permeating on the wall of the day.
But I was I look cute. Don't my legs look good? He's like, I don't know. I can't think.
Hey, guys, we don't need to hear this information on air. I mean, we really don't.
Anyway, now that we've talked about the garlic long enough, I want to mention our guest we're having. This is going to be a musical show, except for this part. Basically, we're going to have two musicians joining us today. I couldn't find any foodie people who wanted to be on our show, so I've got two musical guests coming on this week. We got Big Earl, and Big Earl is Matthews. He's been on our show before, and great guest, and the cool thing is in February he got to open for B.B. King, so this is going to be pretty cool. I want to find out all about that. Plus, he's got a new band called the Poorhouse Millionaires, and got some really good music. And then our last guest, is another musician. His name is Steve Armstrong and the 25 Cent Beer Band. I love their music, and they'll be joining us at the 12:30 hour. So that's what we got lined up today. But before we get to the musical part of our great show, our brilliant show, we have to talk about food news. So, Laurie, it's all yours.
Yes. All right. Here we go. It says, foodies weigh in their predictions for the new trends. And where do you guys hear some of this stuff? I must be out of the loop, or we must be out of the loop, because Brian, chime in if you hear of some of these things. Pancakes for dinner are a huge thing right now. Not the butter and syrup kind, but the savory ones made with the sourdough batter and anything served basically with salty or tangy.
Like chicken and waffles, you know? You can have that breakfast. You can have it dinner.
Denny's. Denny's been doing that for years, guys. And you can go to Denny's and get pancakes for dinner anytime. So they've been ahead of the curve for probably 30 years.
I'm sorry,
no,
I don't lower myself to go to Denny's.
Come on, lower yourself.
It's good. The eggs and bacon are so good, but this is not the regular pancakes they're saying. This is, you know, anything served not with your butter and syrup. They're doing pancakes with, you know, I guess food, whether it's fish or, what else was I reading they were using?
Oh, you mean mixing it up, like Brian said, with the waffles and chicken. Oh, okay, so you, like, put burgers between two pancakes, stuff like that?
I guess that's what they're talking about, but they don't call it mix-up. They call
why not?
It the new word is mash-up.
Well, why not? You think about it, it's not a whole lot of difference. It's a bread.
Well,
anyway,
it's unique. I wouldn't have thought of it.
Just a piece of bread, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, have you done this, Brian? Have you thought of doing pancakes for dinner with other things, whether it's,
I've done savory, you know, like crepes and things like that, you know, as dinner things. But, pancakes, we don't eat a lot of pancakes. So
no.
My wife likes to, like,
either.
Once or twice a year we go to IHOP and have pancakes.
Hey, Laurie, have you noticed how much he uses the word savory? That's a word I don't use very often, but the wines are always savory. Anyway,
I haven't noticed that he uses it all the time, but it's a nice word.
Yeah, he does. He does. Go back and listen to all the tapes, and you'll hear him say savory at least once every show.
Oh, Brian, don't let him.
He's just trying to throw me under the bus for anything today because he was so nice to me last week, and I actually complimented him and thanked him for being nice to me. So now he's trying
to be
his usual self.
Nice to me.
I had to be nice because you were my only sidekick last week, and if I throw you on the bus and you hang up on me, I'm stuck. So I had to be nice.
Yeah, last resort. Thanks a lot.
Hey, by the way, I got a question.
I
got a question.
No, go ahead.
All right. And this is a Winesar question. Okay, Winesar, if I was to tell you I was drinking beer or drinking wine at breakfast, the reaction of that would not be positive, right?
Hey, you can do whatever you want. It's your liver. You could drink beer or wine for breakfast.
Well, if you say beer and wine for breakfast, they get all upset, but yet those same people will drink a Bloody Mary or a mimosa. Isn't that what they call it, with the orange juice and the champagne? So what difference is it?
Look,
here,
I mean, everybody knows.
Last night. It's true.
you know, everybody knows that beer is breakfast in a glass.
That's
you've
right.
got everything there. Basically, you know, your proteins, your carbohydrates, everything is there in a glass of beer. So, I mean, why not? Who cares?
That's what I say anyway. It's just a side question. It's just been bugged. I think about those kind of things. Like, okay, wine is the same thing as grape juice. Did you ever have grape juice for breakfast? I did. Welch's.
Yeah. I had grape juice this morning with my omelet.
See?
All right, Laurie, what other trends are there? We can talk about pancakes now.
I don't mean to change the subject either, but I was going to say, can Brian just kind of mention what he cooked this week that he had posted the pictures that were so beautiful on Facebook? Would you want to just kind of mention it to the audience?
No.
Oh, what? Well, see, he's already told me I can't talk, so last week he asked me about the garden, and he let me talk about the garden, which was nice. So
yeah.
No,
why did you change the subject? Is because you don't have anything else to talk about on food news, or you just want to talk about Brian's
pictures? I have a ton of food news, but he was telling me how he made
the chicken. Yeah, I have Easter wine to talk about, too.
No, but Brian, can I tell you how you made, real quick, how you made the chicken dish?
So how
you
make
seared
a chicken
the skin.
Dish.
How you seared the skin. Remember you were telling me last night.
Oh, no, I made chicken stock.
Right.
Did you guys plan this ahead
stock
of time? Because obviously you didn't.
No, I don't. I think she's going off the deep end.
Laurie,
you
might want to read your
news
and stop going off script.
No, but Brian, remember you were telling me last night how you made
chicken
stock?
Oh, she won't let it go. She won't let it go.
I made chicken stock. Yes, I seared the skin of the chicken breast, and then I roasted it in the oven, and then I put it in a pot, and I made stock, and it made a very dark stock.
See,
now,
he took the skin and he flipped it.
Just to not piss him off, go back
way.
To the food news.
Oh, boy. Huh? Okay. It was just a nice little tip to tell the people.
Well, that
was
riveting, Laurie. Hey, Brian, so what did you have for breakfast this morning, Brian? Oh, I see. You posted it on Facebook.
Oh, I think you guys were both drinking this morning. That's what I think. Too many bloody berries and vodka.
I didn't have grape juice plus. I had just grape juice.
Good. Healthy. Okay. There's a new goddess, they say. It's called bronze fennel, and it's the garnish du jour. Expect more and more chefs to fall for its mild anise flavor and its dashing good looks. Haven't heard of that either. Bronze fennel.
What's it called? What is it?
Bronze. B-R-O-N-Z-E.
Blonde fennel.
Bronze fennel
is blonde looking.
Nah, it's not blonde looking. It's more dark. This is more of a golden.
Well, are you talking about the tops or the fennel bulb itself?
I didn't ask what the question was here. I mean, I just copied it. What am I talking about?
I mean, I've never heard of blonde fennel. I've heard of fennel. I love fennel, but not blonde
fennel. Not
blonde, you have
bronze.
To post a picture of it.
Bronze fennel. It's called the new goddess. That's what they're saying. They're saying expect to see more and more chefs using this bronze fennel. Not
blonde.
Bronze
fennel. I thought she said blonde.
No, bronze. B-R-O-N-Z-E.
Oh, okay. So you have to spell words. I can't get you out of your Jersey accent.
Can I ask a question? What exactly is fennel?
Fennel, I think it's in this, like, the same family as celery, and it's a licorice-like tasting sort of a...
It's strong, but
it's
good.
Not quite a root, but it's a it has a bulbous bottom that then grows skinnier, and it has very light, dill-like looking
yes, it does have
leaf,
a dill look.
You know, tops on them.
I actually knew it. I just was talking with it. Thank you.
You know, you're really being you're making up
he's
for everything.
No,
you
he's
nice
grumpy today because he got in late last night, there's a time change between California and the East Coast, so he's a little, I guess he's a little, like, what do you call it?
Oh, 3 hours, big deal. Try getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning after being in Austria for 4 days. I'm sorry, I don't have sympathy for him.
Hey, speaking of California, I had the coolest meal at this restaurant. No, it wasn't. This is actually a very nice restaurant at the place, the hotel I was staying at. It's like a 4-star. And have you ever had jalapeno poppers with, how do you say that again, Laurie? I can't remember the name now. The coating, the batter is called tamarind.
Oh, turmeric?
Turmeric.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was jalapeno peppers stuffed with peanut butter. And then they were deep fried. And then they had raspberry dipping sauce, chipotle dipping sauce. Amazing. I'm going to try it, actually. I'm going to try to make it.
Grill?
Does that sound good to you?
With excellent.
I don't know. I'm not a big jalapeno popper person.
Well, I'm not either.
I was let down by someone in our food group that kept promising jalapeno poppers, and she never brought them, and so I've gotten over the jalapeno popper thing.
I also had grilled salmon with blue cheese topping, which I thought sounded different, and that was really good. It was salmon tacos with blue cheese, and anyway, just a side note.
Laurie, you better take his temperature because he's starting to scare me. He's actually eating stuff that's adventuresome.
I'm telling you, slap happy. He's gotten late, got up early, and he's kind of slap happy this morning.
No, but I mean, you know, going to eating and enjoying at a French restaurant and eating, you know, salmon with blue cheese. I mean, this is not brilliant.
I know.
Burger King, you know, yep. Places like, oh, wait, I have a bone to pick with Burger King, okay?
Uh-oh.
And I will admit, I've been Burger King, and I do eat there on occasion. Now, they have this, like, chain revolving series of specialty burgers, and they used to have one called the Angry Burger that I liked, actually.
Yes.
Now they've got something that's called the Bacon Barbecue Burger.
Ooh.
Would you please tell me where bacon and barbecue and American cheese go together?
At Burger King.
I tried it, and it was the nastiest thing I've ever tasted in my life.
I would not think that. I would think it would be very good.
No.
Hey, the double bacon cheeseburger for $1.19 ain't bad, though.
Yeah, but this is sweet, sweet barbecue sauce with bacon. Bacon, I want to taste bacon. I want bacon to shine.
I agree with that.
And then Kraft American Singles, no, and barbecue sauce, sorry, ain't going to work for me. But it was the nastiest thing I've ever tasted. So you struck out with that one.
How about the new fries, though? They got great new fries.
You know what, the crinkle fries, you know, I can go buy crinkle fries in the grocery store, from O'Reilly. I mean, what's the big deal about them? They charge you more money and they think they're less fat and taste better? I'm sorry.
We're going to have to go there and try it.
We always said that the best fries were McDonald's and the best burger was Burger King.
Yes, I agree with you say that. You're right.
You know, but you can't, you know, where are you going to find a McDonald's and a Burger King next door to each other so you can buy fries in one and a burger in the other?
Actually, we've got, that's what we have here in town. There's a McDonald's and a Burger King within, like, spitting distance. So we could actually do that, Laurie.
Yes.
Wow. You know, if you buy the burger first, that'll stay hot longer, and then you run over and get the fries. So which place do you sit and eat in?
The gas station in the middle.
In the middle.
In fact, let's do that, Laurie. Let's go to Burger King, get the burgers, and then go inside McDonald's and order the fries and eat the Burger King burger.
And bring the Burger King bag in there and sit there.
McDonald's. That would be funny.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. I mean, you should do it.
All right. So you got where were we? Oh, you were talking about trends or something. So now we talked about bronze, metal, and pancakes. What else?
Okay, here's a new spice that I haven't heard of, and it's Middle Eastern. Okay, maybe Brian has heard of this. The new spice crush, they're calling it a spice crush, is za'atar, Z-A-apostrophe-A-T-A-R, za'atar. It's the Middle Eastern
brand. Yeah, I've
heard
of it. I've got
Have
it in my
house.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Listen. Okay, then you're
People
hip.
People love it.
You're very hip. I know. Listen to this. It says, it's the Middle Eastern blend of sumac, sesame seeds. We're going to be buying this today if they have it at Walmart. And dried herbs. It's showing up on the menus everywhere. And they also say, it's so versatile, you will want to keep it right next to your salt and pepper shakers at home. And there you are.
Yeah, it really is. It's like one of these nice, everyday, all-purpose blends. And really, you can Google it and make it yourself rather than buying it already blended.
Za'atar. Za'atar. Z-A-A-T-A-R.
It sounds like
it's the combination of the sesame seeds and the spices.
My grandfather would draw. My grandfather drew a Za'atar. I think Oldsmobile made it.
What? You guys were talking over each other, and I couldn't hear.
Doesn't matter. All right, what else do you
but
have?
You know, it says it's really supposed to be very, very good on pork chops. It says it's the show-stopping main course in restaurants on pork chops. They call it the show-stopping main course. So.
You know what I love it on?
What?
Omelets, eggs. Eggs in the morning.
Oh, I could see that, yeah. Because it's got sesame seeds, dry herbs. I'm going to look for it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mediterranean
food. You
can
look for it, but like I said, you can.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, no. You can make it yourself. That's all.
Now, speaking of Mediterranean food, I ate in Fresno, California at the, it's called the Mediterranean Restaurant, in fact, and it was, it's been voted.
The original.
Yeah, last 6 years, the top restaurant in Fresno. And I called Laurie from there, or actually texted her from there. And okay, Laurie, you pronounce the words because I can't pronounce them. What was it I had again? What was that salad?
Baba hanoush and fattoush.
Yes.
You had fattoush and baba hanoush. Yeah, the hummus. But the hummus.
Baba ganoush. Baba ganoush with the
eggplant.
Yeah,
it's not baba ga. People pronounce it wrong. You don't pronounce the actual letters. It's more like a baba hanoush, baba ganoush.
Okay. But with eggplant, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And garlic. That's the garlic in there.
And I had chicken and rice and garlic sauce, too.
Yes, you get chicken and rice when you go to a middle
restaurant. Wait, were you trying to get her back, store up garlic and get her back?
Yes. Exactly.
The last
that's what I was trying to do. What was that fried hush puppy thing with the green stuff inside? What was that called?
You asked me that, and I said I've had it so many times. My niece would know the name. I don't even remember. I don't know the name. I have to see
what
the menu.
It was a green look. It looked like a hush puppy. It was a deep fried
hush puppy.
And it had green stuff inside.
I think it's parsley and green stuff. It's with parsley and I think it's with
falafel.
No, it wasn't that. It was actually pretty good. It wasn't awful. It was pretty good, but no, I can't remember the name.
You know, you got to be a little bit more prepared when you want to tell us, you know, share experience with us. You have to be a little bit more prepared. You know, you ask me to do stuff, and I usually prepare. I usually have papers with me to read off of.
You know what?
Yeah, it does sound
like
falafel, but I don't think it was.
2 minutes before the show is how I prepare. I never prepare. In fact, I was downloading music
he
like 3 minutes.
He does not prepare.
No.
And I'm just the opposite.
Well,
I prepare for like days.
We got
and
like
days.
5 minutes, Laurie. So you want to tell us some more of these earth-shattering trends?
Well, okay. Restaurants are getting greener. The next restaurant design trend is growing. Literally, you'll be seeing more living walls, hanging ferns, and miniature potted plants on tabletops.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay, so wait. So when you order a salad, do they just bring out the dressing in a little spray bottle and tell you to spray the wall and then chew? I think they come out with chewing and flip it into your bowl.
Oh, my gosh, you guys are crazy today. Oh, gosh. I look at this picture. Oh, it's torn off the wall, chomping on the wall, so he's like, all thrown on the wall.
We'll be cows.
Are
you
okay.
guys having fun?
Yes, we are.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, hey, this is interesting. A new fish story. For years, trout and branzino, a.k.a. the Mediterranean sea bass, dominated the whole fish choices on menus. And it's time to welcome porgy to the table. We just had that
dinner.
Hey,
we just had porgy, yeah.
I know. It's relatively abundant, inexpensive, mild-tasting, and I agree with this part. It says, works well in pretty much any whole fish preparation, but it also has a lot of small bones. Oh, my gosh.
Was that the one I ate the eyeball?
Bones. Yes.
I ate the eyeballs.
Yeah,
they
are delicious. Yeah.
But the eyeballs?
Oh, no. I mean, the porgies, but they do have a lot of bones.
You know, I have to be honest with you. It's not enjoyable because I did enjoy it, but it was too many bones. I mean, I was kind of, it's not pretty. Like, you don't want to go out and eat it on a first date.
Have you ever had an eyeball of a fish, Brian?
Wait, what's with the eyeball? I can't understand what she's saying about eyeballs.
Well, okay, look.
Dan asked them to eat the eyeball. They were eating it. Yeah, we had the
porgy fish wrapped in tinfoil with onions and garlic and what have you. And then Dan said that if you eat the eyeball, the fish, it's supposed to make, it's like, good luck. Now, if you've never eaten an eyeball of a fish before, you would expect it to be all gushy, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you ever decide to try it, it's actually pretty weird because when you eat it, it is gushy on the outside, but there's like a BB on the inside. I guess that's the ball, the eyeball part, but it's like a real hard, gristly BB on the inside.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even think.
I will tell you that small fish like that are probably best prepared deep fried because then you actually eat the bones rather than trying to get away from the bones.
Because they're small enough. That's true.
You know what? The eye would have been better too if we deep fried it.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, gosh.
Probably.
All right. What about, okay. So porgies are a big hit.
This is
now,
good.
What's next?
Okay, listen to this one. This was different. Different yolks, they call it. The brilliance of a masterfully fried egg is indisputable. But come on, everyone. Everyone knows it's all about the yolk. Not me. I didn't know. No wonder chefs are getting experimental with it. There's a place in New York where the yolks are cured and aged and then grated over pasta. And there's another place in Los Angeles where they're candied. You will love this, brilliant. They're candied in a sugar bath and then torched for a one bite, similar to a creme brulee decadent dessert. Now tell the audience, I turned you on to creme brulee.
Yeah, we actually talked about that last week.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, you did?
It was excellent. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, yep. And I'd never had it before. And I have to, now I'm tasting all these fancy stuff like French restaurants and all that, but yep. Excellent. And I don't know, egg yolk, though? I don't get it.
They're doing different things with egg yolks. I mean, we must be really out. We're on this little island, and I think we're just out of the loop. We have to get out more.
I guess.
I mean, the French restaurant was a big breakthrough, but,
Well,
there you are
with your
long ponytail in a French restaurant.
Yep. Like I said, the yolk is on you. One more, and then
yep.
We got to go.
Yeah.
One more. This is kind of long, but okay. Editors, cooks, and the food curious experts at the Food Network are always looking for what's fun, delicious, and what's next. It's become a given that foodies, chefs, and media types look ahead and share their expectations. So this is kind of, there's different things to talk about, but I have how many minutes? Like a minute?
27 seconds.
Thanks. Let me see. What does this say? Okay. The mashup is the new melting pot. After a year of crounuts and ramen burgers, I can't even talk, which is a beef patty between two fried noodles, it's clear that America is no longer the melting pot. We are the pastrami taco. I don't know what the heck that means, but that's what they're saying. Okay. Now mashups have moved into the grocery stores and the fast food with two prominent examples. There's Pringles.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Okay.
Hey, that almost sounds like my sushi story last week.
Yes, it does.
The sushi story. You have to pay attention.
I'm
talking about what's
going to
be new,
no,
you know, what's new and happening.
Done.
They're always trying to have experience. I'm done.
We're done.
Yeah, I can stop. I can stop on it. Well, we're done. You're done. Okay.
Okay. Well, man, that was fun. We're going to take a break on our next guest.
Can I just finish my one line? It's just one line.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, the mashup. Just talking about things they mix up, you know, together that are kind of crazy stuff. Pringles recently introduced a mint chocolate chip potato chip and Dairy Queen's new peanut butter pretzel blizzard. That's what they're talking about. That's what I'm talking about, okay? We're not just a melting pot. We're a pastrami taco.
Okay. Well, thank you for that story. And we're going to move on to our next guest, which is Big Earl Matthews. I'm going to play one of his songs. He started a new band, I think they're new, called the Poorhouse Millionaires. And if you like bluegrass, if you like country, if you like blues, you're going to love Earl Matthews' music. And we're going to be talking to him here in a couple of minutes about how he shared the stage with B.B. King, which is really cool. So everybody hang tight. This is Poorhouse Millionaires, and this song is for you, Brian. The song is called I'm a Fool.
Well, you can fix it up pretty fitted with the bow, put bells and whistles and make it all go. Find a way to talk myself out anything good that might come about. I'm a fool. Well, it might sound silly, it's just deep range. When good comes around, I start acting strange. It don't make sense, it don't even rhyme. Biggest fool around, can't have a good time. I'm a fool. Fool, fool, fool. I'm a fool. Oh, what a fool. Around, start acting strange. Don't make sense, don't even rhyme. Biggest fool around, can't have a good time. I'm a fool. Fool, fool, fool. I'm a fool. Oh, what a fool. Well, you know there's something wrong in my mind. When everybody's laughing, I start crying. I'm a fool.
Today.
Oh, we're doing great. Welcome back to the show. We're so glad you could join us. And I love the new music, dude. I mean, the Poorhouse Millionaires, what would you call that? Is it bluegrass? Is it blues? What is it?
We do some blues material. We do some folk, some country. It's really kind of a mixture of American music. I kind of did this project just because my taste is all over the place, kind of like everybody else, and I wanted a project where I could feel a little more free just to do whatever I felt like doing.
Well, it's really good stuff, and I appreciate you sharing it with us and our listeners this morning. And I wanted to have you on because the big story, I got to hear about it, is that you recently opened for B.B. King. I think it was in February 2nd, and I thought, how cool is that? Am I right? It was in February?
No, it was actually last month.
Oh, last month. Okay, well, I'm off.
Or wait,
a couple of months.
Was last month? Wait, oh boy, I'm confused. It's been a crazy year.
Well, tell us about that experience because you know, I read some of your Facebook posts back when it was all going on. They announced that you were going to be on the show. Tell us everybody about how that all worked out, how you got involved with BB King.
Well, you know, there's a big beautiful theater here in Modesto called the Gallo Center, and it's a local nonprofit theater, and they do kind of community outreach kind of stuff for different stuff, whether it's actual theater or music or whatever. And so they had BB King coming, and they worked with the local newspaper, and they put together a contest, and everybody had to submit a 30-second video, and then you basically had to, you know, get votes, and whoever got the most, the top three vote getters were sent over to BB King's management, and then they selected who the opener was going to be from the top three vote getters.
Cool.
And so we just happened to be the lucky ones that got picked for it, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, was that Poorhouse Millionaires? Is that how you guys went on the show, or was it the other group?
Well, it was the Poorhouse Millionaires. It would have been, you know, my regular project that I've had going for 12 years now is called Bigger on the Cry and Shame, and
right.
We're a, you know, strictly blues group, and I would have used them, except for the contest called for an acoustic group, and I've been doing the Poorhouse Millionaires for about 3 years now, and it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of crossover as far as the personnel goes, so, you know, it's one of the guitar players and the bass player and then a harmonica player that I use. That's the Poorhouse Millionaires, so, it's six of one, half dozen of the other, but we went over there and did it acoustic and as the Poorhouse Millionaires, and we had a really great time. It was pretty amazing.
It must have been quite an experience to be on the same stage, and I assume you got to meet him, right?
You know, he waved as he went by.
Oh, really?
You know, he's advanced in years. You know, he's
right.
He's 88 years old, and I think, you know, my guitar player met him. You know, we could have gone up during the, like, after the show. He does a meet and greet where he'll basically stand there and at the edge of the stage and shake hands with anybody and everybody as long as people are wanting to talk with him. And, you know, I could have gone over there, but I was out in the lobby trying to sell some CDs and shake hands myself, you know, so.
There you go. The true marketeer.
You know.
So how did it go? Did you sell a lot of CDs while you were there?
We did. And you know what? We got a full standing ovation from the audience, which I've never received that. It was 1,200 people, and it was as good of a response as you could ever want to get. And then we got a call from the theater the next day, and they offered us our own show. So we're going to be doing a show at the same theater in October. And then I got another call from another theater, and so it's been pretty cool. To see the results of, you know, this show.
Well,
one show.
Fantastic. And then if you guys want to check out Big Earl, too, he's got several Facebook pages. You got Big Earl Matthews, and then you've also got the Poorhouse Millionaires, and then the other group, which is the one that you've had for, like, how many years have you been doing that with the...
12 years now, yeah.
Crying Shame? In 12 years, you've got...
Yeah, Big Earl and the Crying Shame.
There. And I want to play another one of your songs here. I love this music, and this one's called Still Friends. And I saw the video this morning and on YouTube. If you haven't had a chance, people that are listening, go check this out. You can find it on his Facebook page or go to YouTube and punch in the Poorhouse Millionaire. It's called Still Friends. We'll play that, and we'll come back and chat with Big Earl here in a couple of minutes. Everyone, hang tight.
1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 4. Me and you, honey, we're still friends. My liver believes you'll be a zen. Ain't no sixers, ain't nine, we'll be a sorry sight. We never want to speak to you again.
say that she led me astray. I stared at that overfilled ashtray, the empty bottles I stacked high. My little one wants to cry, and he never wants to speak to you again. Help me and you, honey, we're still friends. My little belief will be his end. Yeah, no sex Thursday night will be a sorry sight. Never want to speak to you again. Yeah, no sex Thursday night will be a sorry sight. We never want to speak to you again.
That was Poorhouse Millionaires, Still Friends. That means we got Big Earl from the Poorhouse Millionaires joining us this morning. I really love the new sound. It's great stuff. And you said that you'll be have the new venue where you're going to be actually at this concert hall coming up. As the Poorhouse Millionaires, what you guys going to be doing?
Well, we're going to do a combination show. We're going to go in there and we're going to do a set as the acoustic act, and then we're going to do a set as the electric.
Cool. Well, Big Earl
just to make it a
Big
nice,
Earl.
Interesting night.
You became Big Earl because you're not a little guy. And I have to ask, I don't know if we talked about this before when you were on the show before, but since this is a foodie show, what does Big Earl like to eat? Now, I can tell you like to eat because you're like me. You're a big guy. So what does Big Earl like to eat? Are you a barbecuer?
Well, I'm from Central California, and so I eat a lot of Mexican food. I absolutely adore, I adore Mexican food. my best friend is a chef, and he does a Facebook page called Taco Truck, and we just hit all kinds of places, man. I really like particularly places that prepare the tortillas to order, the fresher the better with everything. And then also, I just had a chance. I just did a tour down to Clarksdale, Mississippi, and I got to eat some amazing barbecue in Oklahoma, Arkansas, down in Clarksville at the Crossroads. I had some really amazing barbecue. So yesterday I went to a Cajun place and with my chef friend, and we got down, man, some shrimp tacos that were they were cornbread battered shrimp. I've never had that before.
And that was in Mississippi?
Yeah. Well, no, that was yesterday here back in Modesto.
Oh, that
home,
was back
but,
in, back in, okay.
Yeah, down in Mississippi, I had ribs. I had, here we'd call them pulled pork sandwiches, but down there they just said, you want some barbecue? And it was pulled pork and coleslaw on a bun, everywhere we went. I mean, we went down there for the Juke Festival, which is like the juke joint, It's that Southern blues style, and every place you went, we went to Morgan Freeman's Club, Ground Zero, and,
wow.
Crawdads and pork everywhere. It was wonderful.
Well, hey, Brian, you still with me?
I'm here.
Hey, you're an East Coast guy, but I know you've been around. Have you had the real Mexican food like we had in California?
Actually not. I've actually never been out to the West Coast.
Oh, I think you're missing out. Like Big Earl can tell you, there's nothing like Mexican food in California. You can have Mexican food anywhere else, but it's something about the Mexican food in California. It ain't nothing like, of course, there's a taco shop on every corner, but...
I've had real Tex-Mex, but not from from
Tex-Mex,
the West Coast.
No, that's not even close.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. There's this thing called a torta, which is basically a Mexican sandwich, and they basically press it. They put all the ingredients that you would get normally in like a burrito. And then they put it on a roll and they press it so the bread's kind of squished and crispy. Well, they do this thing called a...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's served at the Mexican restaurants. and it's I guess it's still really popular. And they do a thing. I know it's a Cuban dish. Have you ever had the Cubano, like a torta Cubano?
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah,
I've seen what you're talking about on TV. You know, some documentaries and stuff about real Mexican and those pressed sandwiches.
Well, I think when they get in the back of the truck, about 40 of them in the back of the truck, and they cross the border, that's a Mexican sandwich, too.
Yeah, well, you don't make too many jokes like that out here. I mean, California is officially more than 50% Hispanic now, so it's...
Oh, I know, but they know I kid. I love your Mexican food, guys. Anyway, I want to play another one of your songs. This is one of the ones that you had sent us before, and we actually played it on the show a couple times. One of my favorite of the other side of you, the blue side, and this one's called, if I can get it to queue up here, it's called Low Cash Blues, which I'm real used to having. So everybody hang tight.
Yeah, me too.
We'll come back and talk to Big Earl. Everybody hang tight, the Low Cash Blues.
Okay.
I've been crying about mind about these low-cast blues.
And that was Big Earl and low-cast blues. We have Big Earl joining us this morning. And Big Earl, if people want to find your music, where can they go to buy your music for the Poorhouse Millionaires and the Crying Shame?
I would say probably the best place would be to go to iTunes and check it out there, or you can go to Spotify and you can listen to us, and you can follow the links there to get our music.
Great. And everybody, if you want to find out more about Big Earl, you can find him, like I said, on Facebook. There's several locations, the Poorhouse Millionaires, Big Earl Matthews, and also Big Earl and the Crying Shame. And so you got some upcoming gigs coming up in the next couple of months?
Yeah, we got some cool stuff here. Let me, I played a show last night, and I know it's noon where you're at, but it's barely 9 o'clock here, and, my brain is functioning.
That's quite all right.
Yeah, let's see here. Nothing worse than silence on the radio. I'm looking.
Well, you know what, we have a lot of that on our show because we can't think of things to say either. So don't worry about that.
We all coming up next month. We're gonna be playing at the Sacramento Music Festival. We're gonna have three different slots there. We'll be playing at the Punchline in Old Town a couple of times, which will be easy to check the schedule on. And then we'll be at the Torch Club on Saturday night of that weekend on the 24th. Should be a lot of fun. And then we're doing the Poorhouse is going to be doing the Riverdance Pick and Gather Festival, which is on a farm, beautiful farm. We'll be playing music while people are out picking their own blueberries and cherries. So,
I like that.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful place.
On Blueberry Hill, right?
Yeah. It's right by the river. It's got lots of stuff for the kids. I've been doing it for years, and I really love it down there.
Well, we appreciate you joining us again today. It's a pleasure always have you on. Keep us posted on anything new that's going on. I wish you the best of luck with the Poorhouse Millionaires. I really like the music, and it's kind of a twist from what you were doing before, and it's kind of got a bluegrass sound. Congratulations on that success. And
Thank you so much.
You're always welcome to come back on. Before you go, do you actually have a website? Because I didn't post anything on the show. Is there an actual website people can go to?
No, I don't have an actual, it's all just Facebook and then Reverb Nation. That's another great way to find us, is you could look either band up on Reverb Nation, and we have all of our videos and audio stuff really easy in one place there.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Go out there in California and get you some Mexican food.
Yeah.
All right, take care, Big Earl.
All right, take care, you guys. Thanks a bunch.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, check him out. Go to his Facebook page, and you can find out more about their schedule and get more about their music. And he's such a nice guy, and I really enjoy all of his music. And you know, he'll be back, I'm sure, later on other show, give us an update. And I'm going to take a break, and then we'll be coming back here. Laurie, I'm going to give you like a couple of minutes when I get back here for another short story, so get your stuff all ready to go. And then we'll be back here with our next guest. Everyone hang tight. We'll be right back.
I'm Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and I'm here to tell you about the Big Green Egg. the ultimate cooking experience. The versatility of the Big Green Egg is unmatched as a grill, a smoker, and even an outdoor oven. Sear steaks at 800 degrees, slow smoke a perfect slab of ribs, or even bake a crispy pizza or a pecan pie. That's why I cook on the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience.
Yes, go get yourself a Big Green Egg at biggreenegg.com. Punch in your zip code, find a dealer near you. And speaking of Big Green Egg, we're going to Walmart after the show. Going to get a ham because they're on sale. And tomorrow for Easter, we're going to be putting a ham on the Big Green Egg. And Laurie loves it because I get that nice black bark on it, which actually Brian says it looks like an armadillo when it's done, but I can't wait to have our ham on the Big Green Egg.
But it's so good, the bark with the it's like candy.
Are you going to get some peeps and put the peeps on the grill?
You know, I was reading that. What is that all about? Everybody's talking about grilling peeps.
You know,
I don't know. You
I was
Sunless.
Actually thinking
she posted
I'm going
to
surprise them. That's so funny you said it, but now that you said it, I was going to surprise you and buy some of the peeps. And I'm not a peep person, but you know what? If we grill it, it might be really fun.
I think, I'm going to try
it. Well, you'd like toasting marshmallows, wouldn't it?
Yes,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
I can't wait. So, Laurie, we got a short food news story before we bring on our next guest.
Yep. Here we go. It's also about the Food Network. The Food Network kitchens created a roundup of comfort food mashups just in time for this upcoming winter. So you will be getting cozy with the s'mores now with brownies. They talk about mac and cheese onion soup and Caesar salad pizza and more. They love to do that crazy combo.
What is this, like weird food news day?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You didn't listen to me in the beginning? What they talked about
no.
in the kitchen? They try to look for fun, creative. What was the word I used in the kitchen?
I have no clue. Yeah. I don't listen anyway.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but Caesar salad pizza, they've been putting anchovies on pizza, but you're going to put the romaine lettuce on there too?
I guess that's what they're talking about.
Well, there you go. Another river.
And mac and cheese in onion soup? How about
mac
that?
And cheese and onion soup. Mac and cheese and onion soup. I could see.
Yeah,
that
I guess
actually
so. Yeah,
might
I mean, instead of the onions, you put the macaroni and the cheese and you know instead of the mozzarella. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Here's your
okay.
favorite word.
What?
Are we ready?
What?
Should I keep going or no?
No, we're done. Does sound. I know that Brian wants to say this. It does sound savory. So we're going to go to our next guest. And
where
Steve Armstrong.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's Steve Armstrong and the 25-cent band, beer band.
I love these guys.
25-cent beer band. I love these guys. I'm going to play one of their songs before we bring Steve on. And if you haven't heard them, and you can read what I wrote here on the radio promo, this band is fantastic. And I really appreciate them taking time to be on our show. And I'm going to play my favorite song that they have. It's called Redneck Side. Brian, I wonder why I like this song. I know. And we're going to bring on Steve after the song. Everyone hang tight. Steve Armstrong and the 25-cent beer band. We'll be right back.
Come from the sticks, I'm a rolling stone. Them old back roads is where I call my home. I'm a country boy and I don't belong in the bright lights of L.A. I got a pickup truck with a straight pipe sound. Come Friday night, I ride through town. Radio up, windows roll down. All the women, they look my way. Cause I'm a fun-loving, beer-chugging, reckless kind. It don't take nothing. Put me down, we can show enough step outside. I like Jimmy, man, John Wayne, us good old boys, we're all the same. With a big hell yeah, a whole lot of American pride, just a little on the redneck side. When the weekend comes, we got a steel guitar blaring out loud from a roadhouse bar. I put a dollar in that old tip jar, we'll play another paycheck song. There's late night women and old pool halls, cigar smoking, barroom brawls, with deer heads hanging on the wall. Maybe that's where I call home. Cause I'm a fun-loving, beer-chugging, reckless kind. It don't take none. flannel shirt. My old boots caked up in dirt. Living fast and living free, yeah. I don't give a damn what you think of me. Kind of don't take nothing. Put me down, we can show enough step outside. All right, Jim Beam and John Wayne, us good old boys, we're all the same. We're the big hell yeah, a whole lot of American pride. Just a little on the redneck side. Just a little on the redneck
with Steve Armstrong and the 25 Cent Beer Band, and we have Steve Armstrong joining us this morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Are you there?
Hey, we are here. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Love the music. As a matter of fact, I like that one because I can relate to that song. Welcome to the show, and I wanted to have you guys on to you guys have kind of been on the move since, what, like 2007, and you guys are tearing up the country music scene there in your area, and I just wanted to have you on and say thank you for joining us, and come on and tell us a little bit about you and the band and how you guys all got started.
Well, first of all, thanks for having us, and we got a couple of the guys in the band here today, a couple of the guys that like cooking. Well, one of them more likes to eat. He doesn't cook, but
here it goes.
So, but he's a drummer, and that's to be expected.
Well, yeah, this is a cooking show, and do you guys like to do grilling out your way?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I'm kind of a fair weather griller. I don't get out there unless it's at least 60 degrees, which we've been having a hard time hitting lately.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, you know, the real true grillers, they go out no matter what the temperature is outside. So you're definitely a fair weather guy, and the barbecue and grilling folks would take away your spatula if they heard you say what you just said.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the band. You guys have been kicking butt there, and how'd you guys get started?
Well, actually, we started. Oh, God, I don't even know. I hate to say how many years ago, but we were doing just a duo, a two-man thing that was an acoustic gig, and we did that for a year or so, and then we decided that if we wanted to play some of the bigger places, the fairs and festivals and the larger clubs, you know, we would have to have a full band, so... And we just kind of started putting it together piece by piece. And, you know, one thing led to another. We found we met a lot of people along the way. We met the guy that basically is responsible for our CD. He's from Midland. And he's originally from Midland area. His name is Bobby Randall. And he was one of the founding members of Sawyer Brown, if you remember those guys.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's back in the old, what was that called? Star Search, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep, they were on Star Search. And Bobby was the tallest, goofiest-looking one of the bunch.
Yeah, actually, as you say that, you guys sort of have a Sawyer Brown sound to you. I never, it didn't cross my mind until you said that. I remember they were one of my favorite bands back in the, what, 80s, I guess?
Yeah, I think they were, you know, late 80s and into the 90s. They're still out there playing, actually, Sawyer Brown is.
and went in wheelchairs with their teams. No,
yeah.
So no, I like the music, and you guys, I'm gonna play a couple of your songs so people can hear some of your music, and we'll chat in between the songs. But the one my favorite, I like the lyrics. Did you guys write the song "The Good Drugs"?
No, I wish I had, because that song actually was written by a guy by the name of Dave Gibson. And we met him in Nashville, and we were at the Bluebird Cafe, and Dave was there with another friend of mine, Bernie Nelson. And Dave played that song at the Bluebird, and just acoustically, and I about fell out of the chair, you know, that I was sitting in. And so I said, Dave, you know, after the show, I asked him if we could record that song, and he was nice enough to let us do it. So we had to record that one.
Let's play that song. It's a great one. It's got some great lyrics. I really like this song, and we'll be right back, and we'll chat some more with the band, and we can talk about barbecue or whatever you guys want to talk about. So hang tight. This is Steve Armstrong and the 25 Cent Beer Band. By the way, when we come back, I want to find out about how he got the name 25 Cent Beer Band. But everyone, hang tight. This song is called The Good Drugs.
He said, hey, old man, I got something for you. It'll get you real high for a dollar or two. Standing there on the street where a lemonade stand used to be. Well, the old man, he just kind of laughed and said, I had a whole lot stronger than that when I was growing up. Man, we had the good drugs. I was drugged to church every Sunday morning. Drug out to help my mama in the garden. Drug behind the woodshed when I'd done something wrong. I was drugged out of Miss Holly's house when my baseball busted a window out. And I stayed high on grass cause I had to mow her lawn. I'm afraid the church won't get me high enough, as I was raised on a good drug. The old man said, I know who you are. You're the reason the schools have bars. Crackheads and junkies, needles in the park. He said, shut up, fool, and showed him his gun. Go get your kids so I can sell them some. The old man took off his coat and said, son, I think you should know. I was drugged to Vietnam in 67, drugged to hell in a Hanoi prison. I was drug out of the jungle by the 101st Airborne. This corner's just another bunker. I've been up against a whole lot tougher, and I'm sipping lemonade here the day this war is won. It's funny how when you're on the good drugs. Now everybody knows that I can't control when the flashbacks come. They'll say I'm not responsible for what I've done. Not anything I've done. He said, you're crazy, old man. Well, that's what I'm gonna tell him, son. On the good drugs, all hyped up on the good drugs. I was raised on the good drugs.
Armstrong and the 25 Cent Beer Band. And Steve, I want to find out, all right, so how'd you get the name 25 Cent Beer Band?
All right, so we didn't have a name for the band for quite a while. I don't know if I turned that up or down. Did I turn it down?
You're
good. So, hello?
Hello, you're there.
Yeah, okay. We had a hard time figuring out what we were going to call the band. So, well, one day I was driving around town here. I had my nephew in the car, and we drove past a bar called BMO's, and they had on their marquee that they had $1.25 beer on Fridays. Okay. So I thought, wow, if they were to sell it for a quarter, they'd really get some people in there. Then I thought, wow, I'll name the band that, 25 Cent Beer, and then they can say, 25 Cent Beer, Friday night, everybody will show up for the 25 Cent Beer, and it'll be us, the band.
What a great idea. By the way, too, while people are listening, if you want to find out more about the 25 Cent Beer Band, you can go to www.25centbeerband.com. And so you guys, are you playing in Michigan only, or are you playing all over the country?
We're playing all over the place, mostly Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois.
And I'm seeing here on your bio promo stuff. So you guys were all like winners of the, I guess it's the Michigan style of like the American Idol. Is that how you were talking about how you got started? But all the members each, I guess, were winners back in what, 2007? Am I reading this right?
No, the 2007 thing was the Michigan Idol competition. That was just me. And then as we formed the band, there's a publication here in the Tri-City area that's called the Review Magazine, and they're all about the music scene and that kind of thing around here. And every year they have an awards show, an awards program for area musicians. And we've been doing pretty well with picking up quite a few of those awards. And every one of the band members have got their own awards as well.
Cool. Now, if people want to find your music, where's the best place to go to buy your music?
Well, you can buy it right off of the website, or you can get it on iTunes, or you can get it off Reverb Nation.
Okay. Yeah, check it out, everybody, because I've been listening to it, and it's really great, great stuff. And what do you guys got planned for the next upcoming months during the summertime? You got any big concerts, anything lined up?
Yeah, well, summertime's the busiest time of year, and so we'll be traveling quite a bit. I think our next big show is about the middle of next month at Put-in Bay. Have you guys heard of Put-in Bay, Ohio?
Never heard of it.
Okay. Well, it's an island. It's from that island you can see Sandusky, which is where Cedar Point is.
Okay.
So you may have heard of Cedar Point. It's the big theme park.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's basically they call it the Key West of the North, and it's just a giant party on this island. For the summer months. So, you know, there's people driving around on golf carts wearing capes and, you know, then they have their pirate weekend where everybody's dressed up as pirates. And it's really cool. You have to take a ferry to the island. Well, I guess they've got a marina there, too, if you got your own boat you can take. But it's really a nice time.
Well, we really appreciate you guys joining us this morning. I know everybody else didn't get a chance to talk, but you said the drummer was a big eater, what you said earlier.
Amongst other things. I'm going to let him talk now. So be careful, though, because he does tend to ramble. So.
Well, we all do that. So, Mr. Drummer, what is your name, by the way? I didn't even ask your name. what is your favorite food to eat? What are drummers like to eat when they're on the road?
Anything. Anything that's warm, I guess. We don't really get the option of warm meals a lot.
Well, that's a good answer, I guess. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm going to play another one of your songs as I let you go. And the song I want to play is called Her Tail Lights. And did you guys write that, or is that for somebody else?
That was written by Bernie Nelson, the guy I told you about earlier.
Okay.
He's a pretty big songwriter down in Nashville. He's written songs for some of the big boys. So through the years, we've hooked up. Like I said, we've hooked up with a lot of different people, and Bernie was one of them. And so he sends us songs from time to time, and asks us if we'd like to record them. And that was one that I heard and thought, man, we got to record that song. So cool.
Well, it's all your music. I really enjoyed it. And everyone who wants to check them out, you can go to the 25centbeerband.com and find their music, find out more about the band. And we thank you for joining us this morning. And good luck to you in the future out there. And keep us posted. If you've got anything new, you're always welcome to come back on our show.
Well, thank you. We'd really like to do that. It's a lot of fun.
All right, great. Take care. Everyone, hang tight. We're going to be right back after this. We play this song. It's called Her Tail Lights, and we'll be right back.
She's got those pretty green eyes and her mama's complexion. Best believe me, there ain't any question, she could drive me crazy with just one touch. You talk about a looker, let's talk about her smile. She could light up the night for a country mile. Nothing about that girl that I didn't love. Then last night she packed up everything, said she needed to spread her wings. I watched her as she faded into the night. Guess I finally found something about her that I don't like. That's her tail light. Lonesome feeling, or the memory of her telling me goodbye. I'm gonna miss her laughter, miss her kisses. The only thing I won't be missing for sure are her taillights. Those pouty little lips and that come on over here grin. The sweet southern charm always made me give in and say I was sorry whenever we had a fight. And the sound of her voice when she called my name, the smell of her hair when we danced in the rain, and the dream of forever when I held her tight. Then last night she packed up everything, said she needed to spread her wings. I watched her as she faded into the night. Guess I finally found something about her that I don't like. That's her tail lights leaving me. All the memory of her telling me goodbye. And I'm gonna miss her laughter, miss her kisses. The only thing I won't be missing for sure are her taillights.
Steve Armstrong and the 25 Cent Beer Band. We thank them again for being on our show today, and we've got about 6 minutes. And since I gave Brian a something last week, and Easter is going to be tomorrow, I thought I would ask Brian, I'll give him one more chance, what kind of pairings and what kind of wine do you use for Easter? And did you figure out, Brian, what's the best wine to go with boiled eggs?
Again, I'm telling you, champagne. Anything sparkling. And you know what? Go ahead and Google it, because after you threw me under the bus for that one, and you do this every time, you think you're going to stump me, and I give you something, go ahead and Google it and see what they recommend for egg dishes.
Do they say champagne?
Yep. Sparkling wines.
Well, there
well,
you
yeah,
go.
You are best thing with for brunches, eggs. Mimosas. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Hey, just to change the subject for a second, did you guys hear any music for a second?
Did we?
While
no.
you were talking to Steve? Oh,
no.
Okay, good. Because I went on his website, and then all of a sudden music started playing, and I'm trying to fumble through my computer to shut the thing off. And I'm like, oh, God, he's got to hear it.
Well, you scared me there. You scared me there for when he asked me. You just asked that question. You scared me to death. He's like, "Did you guys hear any music?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, Brian.
Well,
we played a whole bunch of music today.
Yes,
yes, we heard lots of music."
No,
I was talking.
I was talking about during smoking.
No. So what? Okay. So
hey,
tell
anyway,
us, give us some ideas.
Anyway, let's talk
we gotta,
about.
We got to move along. Give us ideas for Easter wine.
Okay, so if we're doing ham, and you want to do white. I like Rieslings or Gewürztraminer, maybe a little bit, something just a little bit sweet. A lot of people like to do their hams with, like, a spice glaze. I know you're going to be doing yours in the Big Green Egg. But even still, something with a little, freshness to it and a little sugar is going to
well,
work well.
I love pineapple when he does it. I
yeah.
do love when he does the
if you like reds,
oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
If you like reds for ham, definitely we have to talk about your new Mavedra. How about something like that for your ham?
Yeah.
Or even Zinfandel, with you taking the ham to that dimension on the, on the grill and smoking it and everything, Zinfandel would probably work. Now, lamb, a little bit different. You like Shiraz. Shiraz or Syrah, perfect for lamb. Something from the Rhone Valley. Like a Cote de Rhone or a straight Shiraz from the north of the Rhone. Syrah, from the north of the Rhone would be great. Cab is great.
Brian, why don't you just name every freaking wine out there? You've named about half.
No, he's not. He's doing
no,
good.
No, I haven't. Would you like me to? Do we have 3 hours?
No, we don't.
No,
actually,
he's given a variety
of
names.
I've given you only the ones that you can actually pronounce.
Yes, this is true. All right, we got 3 minutes. We got to call this quits here. So basically, what Brian is saying, if you're going to have ham or eggs or anything else, you can pick any wine you would like, and it works.
He always says that.
Exactly.
Yes. Exactly. Yep.
And on that note, happy Easter to everybody out there. And we should roast a rabbit. I wonder if Walmart has frozen rabbit. I think I'm going to go to rabbit instead of ham. That sounds more appropriate for Easter. Anyway, all right, Brian, have a nice one. Thank you for your help, and thank you for all your great wine selections. Laurie, thank you for those riveting food news stories today.
They were good. I like it. Brian, weren't they good? It's informative stuff.
Well, if he would shut up for a second and let you talk, I have to assume that they were good because you selected them.
Aww.
Why don't you guys roll around and have a tickle fight? On that
in
note,
my
thank
BMS.
You, everybody. Yeah. Everybody, thank you for joining us again on another fun-filled, food-filled, Green Ideas radio show. We're going to close out the show with another Steve Armstrong and the 25 Cent Beer Band song, which is called Meant to Fly, and that means that's our cue. We're meant to fly and get off the air right now. Everyone have a nice holiday. We'll see you next Saturday. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
brakes off his 10 speed, said slowing down don't make sense to me. I never could keep up, no matter how I tried. Couple 10-year-olds trying to catch a wind, not sure if we ever did. But there's one thing that can't be denied. Well, that bull was meant to fly. Yeah, he sure was meant to fly. I helped him tear that engine down out in the barn. Should have heard the sound when we fired it up. Got it running right. Well, that crazy fool just couldn't wait to turn it loose on them figure eights. He'd be slinging mud as he passed him by. And that bull wasn't meant to fly. Will he show? Some guys just made like that. They took the curb doing 98. Wish I could have seen St. Peter's face when he came tearing in paradise. Well, I sure do miss that good old boy, but our loss is heaven's joy. Like I said, some things can't be denied. And that bull wasn't meant to fly. And he sure was meant to fly. Meant to fly. Catch the wind, not sure if we ever did, but there's one thing that can't be denied. Man, that bull wasn't meant to fly. Well, he sure wasn't meant to fly.